So often in the exam, we'll get given scenarios where behavioural leadership will come into play. And I want to explain this really by looking at two things. The first one, task-orientated leaders, and then the other one, people-oriented leaders. So, with a task-orientated leader, how then go? They'll be very aligned with getting information together, organising, sorting everything out for their particular task, and that's all. Where with people-oriented leaders, well, they'll be focusing their behaviours on ensuring that the inner needs of people are satisfied. They want to motivate their staff through emphasising the human relationships. People-orientated leaders still focus on the task and the results, however, they just achieve them through different means. They'll focus on encouraging, observing, listening, coaching and mentoring. So in the exam, you'll find that people are either too people-orientated and not focusing enough on the task, or too task-orientated and not focusing enough on the task.